This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to church on the rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. I am a doer. I am a doer. I am a doer of the Word of God. Oh, let's thank God for the Word today, can you? Come on, let's thank you for the Word today. Amen. We're in a brand new series we started last weekend on overflowing gratitude. If you'll give me the next 30 minutes of your life, I can change your life through the power of the Word and the Holy Spirit. Through the power of the Word and the Holy Spirit, I have the answers to all our problems. I have the answer to how do you deal with fear, anger, anxiety, worry, uncertainty, transition, the unknown. How do you deal with your past and the regret of wrong mistakes? How do you deal with a future that you're afraid of or you dread? How do you deal with a family full of strife and contention and can't get? I got the answer from the Word and the Spirit today. Are you ready for that? Overflowing gratitude. We found out that gratitude is the healthiest emotion there is. Psychologists tell us that. Science and Scripture tells us that. That the healthiest emotion, and we just got doing a series on how to manage your emotions, but the healthiest emotion is gratitude or thankfulness. It will absolutely shift our life from bad to good, from negative to positive. It affects scientific proof. It affects your immune system. It affects your immune system. You ever think about it? When there's strife in your life, you seem to get sick. Think about it. Gratitude and thankfulness affects our immune system, but also scientifically and Scripture says it rewires your brain. That an attitude of gratitude and thankfulness rewires your brain. What does that mean? It takes it from the negative to the positive, from a sad outlook to a good outlook. It's scientifically proven. Check it out. And Scripture, we're checking it out that way through this month. But an attitude of gratitude and thankfulness, it attracts opportunities, we said last weekend. It attracts right relationships. It opens doors. I gave you stories last weekend. It does all of these things, the benefits that we talked about. It will actually, attitude of gratitude and thankfulness will help you achieve your destiny. Because you say, Pastor, how is that connected to my destiny? Well, the children of Israel were unthankful, and they were murmuring and complaining, and because of that, they didn't enter into the promised land. Am I telling the truth? The children of Israel who came out of Egypt, it was God's will to take them to the promised land. That would be the abundant life for you and me. It said they murmured in the desert and were overthrown by the enemy. You see, if I complain, I won't obtain. If I complain, I won't obtain. And they're a picture of that because they were ungrateful for the God who delivered them from the bondage of Egypt. And they were focusing on the negativity of their circumstances. I'm talking to somebody. They had forgot what God had did for them. They had forgot what God had did for them. And they were focusing on their circumstances, the desert. And so they were ungrateful and they started murmuring. And the Bible says that kept them out of their future. So I need gratefulness and I need to develop the skill because we're not born that way. And thankfulness, if I'm going to run my race and finish like a champion, if I'm going to run my race and I'm going to end up where God wants me to end up at the end of my life with my destiny, well done, thou good and faithful servant, I've got to develop the skill of not sarcasm, which is rampant in our world today, but I've got to develop the skill of being thankful and grateful. Can I have a good amen? So with that introduction, let's just get right in it today. I believe it's going to help us that a definition is a recognition. Thank you, God, for all that you've done for us. Thank you for saving us. We recognize that, delivering us, healing us, giving us life, giving us another day today to serve the Lord. Yeah, serve others and please him. So a recognition and an appreciation of something received, prompting a desire to give back. Do you know one of the ways we give back is serving in the local church? That's one of the ways that we give back. Prompting a desire to give back. Do you know those who work in our children's ministry are giving back? Those who work in our youth ministry, our nursery, they're giving back. Our young adults, they're giving back. Our seniors outreach, they're giving back. Our young adults, they're giving back, those who serve. That's one way we give back. Prompting a desire to give back, it reshapes our perspective. Oh, I love that. It reshapes our perspective and enriches every area of your life. See, you see the world how you see yourself. Did you hear what I just said? You see and I see the world how we see ourselves. It's through the identity that we take on is how we see the world. So if we see ourselves as a victim, then we see the world as against us and everyone against us. You can't see yourself as a victim. You have to see yourself as a victor. Then you see the world through God for you and sending people your way who before you. Oh, that was huge right there. It enriches every area of our life, gratitude and thankfulness. Therefore, Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7, scripture on the screen. Therefore, as you've received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Verse 7. Having been firmly rooted, notice those key words, rooted, built up, and established. That would be a steadfast spirit. That would be resilience. Did you know that resilience is connected to my gratefulness? Resilience is connected to my gratefulness. Grateful people tend to bounce back faster. I found out, I've been here 42 years. I found out in counseling, people who are grateful tend to receive counseling quicker. Hallelujah. Come on now. I found out people that I would counsel, if they came in and they're bitter and they're angry and they're mad and they're ungrateful, they don't receive my counsel. But those who come in with a grateful spirit and thankful for all that God has done for them, in them, with them, for them, they tend to receive counsel quicker. They have a steadfast spirit. Notice, rooted, built up, established. That's steadfast. That's unmovable. That's unstoppable. Unstoppable. Unstoppable in your faith. Just as you were instructed, you have to be taught this. You have to be taught thankfulness. We come out of our mother's womb selfish. You have to be taught gratitude. And that's what I'm doing this month. And have an overflowing, and here's where I got the title for the series, an overflowing with gratitude. Boy, look at all the benefits, family, of gratitude. Now look at the Living Bible paraphrase. Same scripture, Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7. Same scripture. Boy, I hope you're hearing what the Spirit of God is saying. I can feel change happening right now. I sense lives being delivered right now, even as I'm talking. Oh, yeah. See, I get stuck when I have a cynical spirit. A cynical, sarcastic spirit will cause me to get stuck. I can't grow. I can't receive light or revelation. I go to church and get nothing out of it. And now, just as you've trusted Christ to save you, trust him to help you with every day's problem. Ooh, I like that. I like the Living Bible paraphrase. Look what it says again. Just as you trusted Jesus to save you, trust him for every day's problems. All of God's children got problems. Pastor, I don't have any. We're going to have a prayer line. We're going to cast that lying spirit out of you at the end of the service. I got problems today. You got problems today. Don't look at anybody now, but we got problems. So what do? We trust him every day. Trust and obey, for there's no other. Okay, praise the Lord. Live in vital union with him. Verse 7. Let your roots grow down into him and draw up nourishment from him. See that you go on growing. I can't grow with an unthankful spirit. Just track the people you know in your life that deal with the same problem every year. And I imagine if I was a betting person, I imagine you could connect ungratefulness with a lack of breakthrough. Oh, yeah. Let your roots go down deep. Draw your nourishment from him, no one else. See that you go on growing in the Lord and become strong and vigorous in truth. That's the word that you were taught. Let your lives overflow with what? Joy. Let your lives overflow with what? Joy. Let your lives overflow with what? So if you're depressed and you're discouraged and you're suicidal, you're in the right place. Because I'm telling you how to get joy back. With how? Thanksgiving for all God has done. A thankful spirit gets rid of a depressed spirit. I can't be thankful. I've counseled a lot of people, you guys. And I found out that usually people who are depressed are focusing on the wrong thing. Usually people who are down can't even list three things they're thankful for. It's everything they're angry about, mad about, disgruntled about, focusing on the negative. Come on, somebody. This scripture tells me that today, going into the holidays, I don't have to dread them. I don't have to be depressed. I don't have to snort cocaine. I don't have to smoke marijuana. I don't have to get drunk. I don't have to have an affair. I don't have to go crazy. I don't have to backslide. I don't have to hide. I don't have to be lonely. I don't have to go through depressed and defeated because I know how to get my joy back. Everyone say joy back. I know how to get it back. Developing the skill of being thankful for all God has done for me. Selah. Psalm 54, verse 6. I will offer a sacrifice. So notice there are times that when we don't feel like being thankful, there are times that we don't feel like being grateful, when everything's going contrary to what we want. Then what we call that, not hypocrisy. You know, I've been doing this a long time, and I hear people say, well, I'm not raising my hands, Pastor. You're always harping on us, raising our hands and entering in. I just don't feel like it. You don't know what I've gone through. I don't. I'm sorry about that. But that's not hypocrisy to raise your hands, enter in, worship the Lord when you don't feel like it. It's called sacrifice. Yeah, it's called sacrifice. And you know what? It's worth more when you sacrifice it than when you feel like it. So the days you don't feel like coming to church, you'll get more out of it if you drag or bring your family with you to church. Really, a sacrifice is worth more than when you just want to do it. So I will offer a sacrifice. And look at this. A sacrifice of thanksgiving is a gift. We're moving into the season where we give one another gifts. We're giving the Lord a gift with our legacy offering with Bishop Bronner. We're giving each other gifts. But notice, you and I can give Jesus a gift. And according to this verse, our gift is a gift of thanksgiving and gratitude. So when we praise him and thank him, we're giving him a gift. I love that. I will offer a sacrifice, a special gift back to you, Lord. How are you going to do that? I will thank you. I will thank you that I can go to Church on the Rock. I will thank you for Church on the Rock. I will thank you for my brothers and sisters at Church on the Rock. I will thank you for my family, for my career, my calling, my job. I will thank you I'm not in the hospital this morning. I will thank you I'm not in jail this morning. I will thank you I'm not addicted this morning. I will thank you I've been delivered. Now, I may not feel like it, but when I do it, it's a sacrifice that actually is worth more than when I do feel like it. And what am I doing? I'm giving him a gift. Well, why do we thank him? Pastor, why should I thank God? Because he is good. Did you know that when you say, praise ye the Lord, for he is good, do you know it wins battles for you? Y'all remember, fake it till you make it, 2 Chronicles 20:20. Do you remember that Israel was surrounded by their enemies? They were overwhelmed. They were outnumbered. The odds were against them. And so what did the king do? He went to the Lord and asked the Lord, what should we do? And the Lord said, send the praisers out first. But listen now, what were they singing? What was on their lips? Praise ye the Lord, for he is good. I'm telling you, when you give God a gift of thanksgiving and you thank him for he's good, it wins battles. It breaks barriers. It moves you forward. It shifts your life. It turns everything around. Oh, come on, you can praise him better than that. Give him a gift of thanksgiving right now. Well, I can tell I am not going to get done today. Look at Psalm 27, verse 6. And now shall my head. Whew. Let the word talk. And now, as the team comes out, and now shall my head be lifted up above all my enemies. What would your head be? Your thinking. Your thought life, your meditation. And notice, he said, and now my head will be lifted up. My thought life is going to change. Remember I told you scientifically, they said Thanksgiving rewires your brain from the negative to the positive, from the sarcastic to the thankful. Look what the psalmist said. And now I'm not going to lie here and be a victim. I'm not going to lie here and listen to those lying thoughts the devil's telling me. I'm not going to give my enemies flesh and blood or spiritual real estate in my head. I am not going to give them space in my head. I'm not going to think about how they did me wrong, when they did me wrong, why they did me wrong. I'm not going to think about my past and the hurts and the failures, the disappointments, the treason. I am not going to lie here and listen to that anymore. I'm going to rise above everything that would try to pull me down today. My thoughts are not your thoughts, God. Your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. And God, I want my thoughts to be your thoughts. Right, everybody? Well, how in the world does that happen? And now shall my head be lifted up above all my enemies, the enemy of regret, the enemy of wrong decisions, the enemy of my previous life, the enemies of my past, the enemies of my mistakes, the enemies of fear and doubt and regret and disappointment and heartbreak and all that. How am I going to rise up above that? He said, in my tent. So this works at your house. Yeah. This will work in your house. This will work where you live. This will work, 724. In my tent, I will. I don't feel like it, he said, but I will offer sacrifices, shouting of joy. I will sing. I will sing praises to the Lord. Thankfulness rewires your brain. Thankfulness will cause you to rise above, because as we think, we shall be. Your dominant thoughts determine the direction of your life. Stinking thinking, right? Check up from the neck up. Hardening of the attitudes. So all change starts in your head. If I want my life to change, then I got to change what I'm thinking in my head. Because I got all this torment and anger and warfare going on in my head. God, what should I do? Stop 7 times a day and give him praise. And just thank him for all that he's done. Can we do that right now? I'm out of time. Come on, give him your best gift back to him today. Thank you, Lord, for all. You healed me. You saved me. You delivered me. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, let the weak say they're strong and the poor say they're rich. Thank you, Lord. We surrender all to you today, Lord. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed and no one moving. We're going to pray a corporate prayer right now. And if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, he loves you today. He's for you today. He's not against you today. He died for you, rose again, and now in heaven, preparing a place that he wants you to be with him throughout eternity. Online or here, could be the first time, or just the Holy Spirit. Maybe you were like I was. I was a miserable Christian until I surrendered all. But wherever you're at today, pray this prayer with me right now, here and online, in the lobby, the family lounge, the Rock Express, wherever you might be. It's in the Bible. It's Romans 10. Let's bow our heads. Let's all pray. Church, let's help them. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me, and he rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's look up, church. Let's celebrate with all of heaven today.
Thanks for watching this week's message. One way for you to connect here at Church in the Rock is through the God is for You classes. These classes are designed to teach you about the culture, mission, and values of Church in the Rock and about your God-given design. You can take these classes anytime by going to our website at cotr.org/God is for You. And if you want to know about all the incredible things we have here at Church in the Rock, make sure to visit our website at cotr.org. And never forget, God is for you.